Hey, thanks, Shirley from Murray Bridge, the Queen of Lerwin, for inviting me to the unveiling of the Lerwin Aged Care Facility's $8 million redevelopment yesterday. Nice little party. I had a good time. There were a whole lot of people there, elected members, residents and staff for the unveiling of the redevelopment. There's a new wing of 20 rooms, 15 refurbished rooms and freshly constructed outdoor courtyards. Caught up with a few people to find out about it. Here's Mayor Brenton Lewis.
This facility is a community-owned facility as such through the auspices of council. And across South Australia, there's very few councils left in aged care. It's seen as a high-risk industry, a high-compliance industry. We all know that prior to COVID and then with COVID, there were a lot of bad announcements about various facilities around Australia. However, the council of 2014-18 in Murray Bridge decided that they would fully back Lerwin and made the decision to fund the refurbishment and expansion. Today, we've seen the opening of that, and also recognising the bequest of Jesse Borman, some $500,000 towards this program, which is exceptional.
Now, a couple of Jesse Borman's friends were at the event to see the unveiling of plaques for the Jesse Borman retreat and the extension and refurbishment of the Lerwin Nursing Home plaque as well. Fiona Mansfield said it was wonderful to have an opportunity to pay tribute to Jesse and her generous spirit.
She was probably just a friend more than anything. I mean, I referred to her as Auntie Jessie, but she wasn't technically a relative. But yeah, she was just the most giving person you could find. I remember a story when she first came into Lerwin, and I gave her these puzzle books to sit and do, and she was quite horrified, I suppose, to start with, because it's just such a waste of time, Fiona, just sitting here. I could be doing some craft work, or I could be doing something else. It was just constant. She baked for the church, mostly. Always baking, always cooking. She was a great cook, let me tell you. I was the TAS tester, I suppose, on many, many things. So that was always a bit of a privilege. But yeah, she was constantly knitting, crocheting, doing craft work, packaging things up, and she was just on the go all the time. And then she was in a garden the rest of the time.
And you've brought along a photograph of her looking absolutely gorgeous with some chrysanthemums. And what's she doing here?
She used to grow probably a yard full of chrysanthemums every year. And then come Mother's Day, there would be buckets of flowers everywhere, and she would take them out the front and sell them for Mother's Day just as a donation. I quite often thought that people should donate more, but she told me that people will give what they can afford. Don't judge, right? She would do it every day, and every Mother's Day, sorry, and the money would go to charity.
Also caught up with Jennifer Slade, who is a nurse at Lerwin and has been there for many years, almost 30 years, actually. She's seen three developments in that time, and she was a nurse for Jessie as well.
Jess, I looked after her 8-9 years ago. She was a beautiful lady and a very community-minded and spirited person. And she's left a wonderful legacy for the rest of the community of Murray Bridge.
Tell us about the new wing that's named after her.
The Jesse Borman Retreat is a lovely covered-in area between two buildings. It's got an overhead, like a big skylight, and it's got little winding paths and handrails and little seats people can sit in, nice little plants. And it's very quiet and peaceful, so I'm sure the residents will be able to enjoy that.
And great that finally there's a bit more peace after all that construction as well.
Yes, it's lovely actually. I was working weekends, and they were even going weekends. But all for good thing anyway, so it's lovely now.
We're hearing from people who were at the Lerwin Aged Care Facility yesterday for the unveiling of the $8 million upgrades. Anita Green is a resident there. She hasn't been there very long, but she's really enjoying the newly refurbished room so far.
I usually venture down into the other courtyard down the other way and sit there for an hour or two in the mornings and read a book or do some knitting.
What do you think about the new courtyard and spaces that they've built?
Well, wonderful. Are they going to leave the shades up here permanently? That one up here definitely needed shade. Yep. The one down in the centre is beautiful. Mm. Really lovely.
And some really caring people that work here as well.
My word, the staff here are excellent. They put up with a lot of abuse and extra work that they do, and they're worth every penny they earn.
Oh, and I shouldn't say thank you for having me. Shirley always says that I didn't have you.
No, I won't say that.
Well, thank you for allowing me to be in your room.
It was very nice of you to come to ask me my opinion.
Anita Green in one of the newly refurbished rooms at Lerwyn Aged Care Facility.